Chapter 13.
The animal people and mushroom people I'd recruited into my army scattered in every direction. But when I glanced back at the shadows the trees cast upon the road ahead, the nightmare hound had vanished from sight. There was no way we were in the clear just yet, but running around like chickens with their heads chopped off would only get people killed.
"This way!"
I shouted, as I trotted to get ahead of the group surging down the path we'd been following. May and Una quickly matched pace with me, and their presence was comforting to my pounding heart, but I needed them to act as my lieutenants now more than ever.
"May, go north of the path to round up the people scattering," I instructed in an out-of-breath voice while I continued my run.
"Una, you go south of the road and do the same. There's no telling how many hounds are out there, and we need to stay together."
"Be careful, Alex,"
Una pleaded, and her violet eyes welled with emotion as we held each other's gaze for a long moment.
"You too," I said, and I flashed her a confident smile. "But don't worry, we'll make it through this just like we have everything else."
"I will return to aid with the retreat shortly,"
May said, with a curt dip of her head before she trotted away to the north.
With any luck, the two women would be able to round up the stragglers who'd scattered in every direction, but it appeared as though the majority of my new forces remained in one group behind me.
It was hard to count heads swiftly enough to get a real tally of how many had been separated from the group, but they trailed behind me out of sight. I wouldn't even know if nightmare hounds attacked from the rear until it was too late. I needed more eyes and ears I could trust to get word to me quickly, but I didn't have time to call for a strategy meeting. I would just have to do my best to lead them to safety and hope for the best. I was the dreamer, and I wasn't about to give up on them when they'd just sworn their allegiance to me. Grug pounded down the path at the rear of the group, so I contented myself with the giant's presence at our backs. His lumbering steps shook the ground beneath our feet, and I watched a few animal and fungi people stumble. The giant man was doing his best to avoid stepping on anyone, but the terrified look on his face spoke volumes. Even a big guy like him could fall victim to the hounds of darkness. Nothing was safe from their deadly touch. Fuck, did I want a way to kill them so bad? I gripped the hilt of my sword in a tight fist as I ran, and my gaze flicked from side to side constantly, but I didn't see any nightmare hounds in the shadows beneath the trees. Had I imagined it? Then I heard the low growls echoing from either side of us, and my blood ran cold at the sound. It came from both sides and behind us simultaneously. But more howls echoed the call from up ahead, and my heart thudded in my chest as realization dawned on me. We were being surrounded. That alone meant the nightmare hounds were more strategic than the mindless hovering cloaked nightmare creatures. But there was no telling what other superiorities the hounds had. Most of the animal people's stories regarding the dog-like creatures of darkness sounded like folk tales meant to frighten children into obedience, but I was smart enough to not dismiss them entirely.
"Alex!"
May's voice cut through my racing thoughts and the beating staccato of my heart, and my head swiveled toward the sound to see the dodo woman hightailing it toward me with a bunch of mushroom people and raccoon women at her back.
"May!"
I yanked my sword free, and I used my blade to gesture down the road ahead.
"There are nightmare hounds ahead!"
My announcement caused all of the animal people close to me to come to a skittering halt, and the people behind them stumbled into their backs. A moment later, my entire procession of followers came to a full stop, but even I could sense the fear radiating from them as they eyed the shadows beneath the trees.
"What do we do? We're all gonna die! Save us, dreamer!"
Before they could lose their last shreds of hope, I took a deep breath and called for silence. Then I eyed as many of my new recruits as I could, and I kept my chin raised and my shoulders straight. I needed to be a center of calm, an example of courage, and a leader to all. It would do no good to let the intense fear I felt show on my face. So I collected my breath while I waited for silence to fall before I spoke.
"I'm not going to lie to you. We're surrounded by nightmare hounds on all sides,"
I informed my new followers, with my lips pressed into a grim, white line. "The Sunrise Mountains aren't much further, but I cannot promise we won't find the beasts between here and there."
"Do something, dreamer,"
one of the mushroom women insisted, with desperation dripping from her voice. Her eyes shone with recently shed tears, and her bottom lip quivered fearfully as she met my gaze.
"Don't abandon us."
"I won't. I plan to use myself as bait to draw the nightmare hounds away from the path so the rest of you can continue on to New Haven safely."
"Una and some of the others are still out there,"
May said in a worried tone, as her light blue eyes searched the shadows of the forest around us.
Something could have happened to them.
I'll find them, I vowed, and then I turned my sights to the road we'd already traveled down. Una had taken the south side of the path, so I strode in that direction as Grug's massive legs stepped over my head, and the giant man glanced down at me in alarm.
Oi, Dreamer! Didn't see you there!
Grug called down to me. I'm going to gather up some stragglers, I said, and I jerked my chin toward the procession ahead of the giant man. Keep them safe from me, all right?
Yes, Dreamer. I will put myself between them and the hounds, if necessary.
Let's hope it doesn't come to that, I said, and then I ran into the shadows of the forest in search of my catgirl lover and the fragmented remnants of my new army. It didn't take me very long to find Una and a handful of mixed people, and the relief on her face when she saw me warmed my heart. But then I saw what had kept her from rejoining the rest of the group. A nightmare hound paced in a circle around the hapless gathering of animal people and fungi people. And Una's tail was standing at stiff attention as her violet eyes tracked the beast's movements. I had to do something.
Hey, you overgrown pup!
I shouted, and the nightmare hound's ears swiveled in my direction while its eyes remained locked on its prey.
Over here!
I grabbed a stick from the ground and threw it at the beast's head, and that caused the canine-like nightmare creature to turn its eyes to look at me, so I wasted no time in taking off at a swift run. I shot a quick glance over my shoulder to verify the nightmare hound was following me, and then I put all my focus on outpacing the beast.
Get back to the others!
I instructed, before the small group of animal people surrounding Una slid from my view behind the tree trunks. Then I ran. I ran until my legs burned, and then I ran some more. I pumped my legs and swung my arms with all I was worth, but every time I spared a glance at my pursuer, the beast drew steadily closer. I was relieved it had chosen to give up on its quarry in favor of me, but I wasn't sure how much longer I would last. Still, I'd bought some time for Una and the others, so now I just needed to lose this asshole before I rejoined my new recruits. I didn't want to bring the nightmare hound closer to my followers, but I also wanted to draw more of the beasts away from my people, so I backtracked closer to the path for a short time until I noticed two more of the dog-like monsters behind me. With three snarling, dripping maws snapping at my heels, I was faster than ever before. But I would have given anything to have a fast potion on hand.
Dreamer!
A distant voice shrieked in alarm, and my heart froze in my chest. I had to outrun these bastards and get back to my people as soon as possible. They wouldn't last long on their own, but I still wasn't sure what I could do to protect them. How the fuck was I going to kill these bastards? Despite the three hounds on my tail, I angled my feet back toward the sound of the voice crying out in alarm. But my lungs burned by the time I found my way back to the path. The trail was covered in a plethora of footprints, but Grug's massive craters stood out above the others. I was behind them.
Over here!
I shouted in an effort to attract the hounds likely cornering the people at the head of the procession. Sure enough, another hound stalked out of the shadows to the north of the road, and the beast shot one last glance down the path in the direction of my followers before it began to lope after its companions. I had four of the hounds after me now, and there was no room for any errors, but I needed to know my friends were safe. I ran through the tree trunks, and I dodged beneath low-hanging branches or hopped over roots until I saw Grug's massive legs through the woods. Then I spotted the hounds on either side of the road watching the procession with their void-like eyes, and a shiver ran up my spine. Why weren't they attacking? Something told me there was a worse fate waiting on the road ahead, but before I could make any predictions or plans, another voice echoed through the forest.
Alex!
Una cried out from behind me.
Help me!
My eyes quickly scanned the area around me until I spotted the bushy purple-blue tail attached to my feline girlfriend's perky little ass. The cat girl was standing in the middle of the road, and she was hunched over, and I couldn't see what had caused her to stop running. Already, the nightmare hounds had looked her way, and they were slowing their pursuit of me as their gaze continued to flick toward the motionless cat girl. I abandoned all my other plans in favor of saving my girlfriend, and I dashed across the distance to her side in a couple of quick breaths. The nightmare hounds circled the road, and they avoided the beams of sunlight filtering down through the foliage. Maybe we were safe in the full sunlight of the path. I took a steadying breath as I laid a comforting hand on Una's shoulder, but her attention remained fixated on the ground.
The cat girl's foot was stuck in a hole in the ground, and her calf was bent at an odd angle. Her violet eyes welled with emotion when they met mine, and I had the urge to sweep her into my arms and kiss her tears away. "It's gonna be okay," I hissed as I looked over my shoulder. The nightmare hounds stalked in the shadows on the edges of the path, but they didn't approach us, so I used my sword like a shovel to dig at the dirt around Una's stuck limb. I didn't know what was keeping them from attacking, but it felt like they were trying to split us up. A moment later, the cat girl yanked her foot free, but the motion was followed immediately with a cry of pain. Una's ankle was already starting to swell, and she winced when she tried to place weight on it, so I slid my arm beneath her armpits on the side of the injured leg. "I can carry you," I said under my breath. "We need to get back to the others. There's something on the path ahead, and I plan on dealing with it myself."
"Do you have any potions?"
Una bit her bottom lip, and I watched her fight off her fear. Instead of responding, I scooped Una into my arms and took off down the road as fast as I could. But the pack of nightmare hounds stalked after us within the shadows. Then I passed by the crumbled remains of one of my followers, and my stomach heaved. The body looked like the leftovers of a campfire, but a portion had still kept the shape of legs. This was the work of a nightmare hound, but I still couldn't figure out why they weren't attacking. It was like they were hurting us, and a pit formed in my stomach as I imagined an army of the Dark King's minions blocking our escape back to New Haven. I ran on, and Una's weight was a comforting presence in my arms, but it still took me way longer than I would have liked to rejoin the others. From a distance, it was easy to see the nightmare hounds stalking along the edges of the path, and I watched the dark dog-like creatures slink from shadow to shadow while their void-like eyes remained locked on my followers. There was no way I was going to let another one of my people fall victim to the minions of darkness, though, not while I still took a breath. I caught up to Grug, and I tapped him on the leg to get his attention. The giant man paused with his foot raised in mid-air, but his eyebrows shot up in alarm when he spotted the cat girl in my arms.
"Is she okay?"
Grug asked, in a voice drenched with worry and fear. "I think her ankle is broken or sprained or something," I said in a rush, and I realized how worried I was about the cat girl myself when my words came out in a similar tone as the giant's. "Can you carry her to safety?"
"Oi!"
Grug said, as he lowered his hand, and I moved Una into a better position to transfer her into the giant's squishy palm. Before I could place Una in Grug's hand, however, a nightmare hound lunged from the shadows with a snarl, and the giant man yelped as he took off in a burst of speed. Grug jumped over the heads of the new recruits as he ran down the path and out of sight, but I could still hear the thump of his feet against the dirt. Yeah, to him, these things were about the same size as a house cat was to me, but no one wanted to be reduced to a pile of ash. My arms were full of Una, so I couldn't use my sword, but I wasn't sure how much good it would do against the nightmare hounds anyway. Still, I had to do something, but with every breath I took while frozen in place, my followers got further away. I was running out of options. "It looks like this will be where we make our last stand, babe," I murmured to Una, and I took a deep breath before I gently placed her on the ground. "Stay down and stay behind me."
"Dreamer! Help!"
Cries came from down the path, and my heart froze with dread. I couldn't be in two places at once. I was only one man, and I was outnumbered and outmatched by the hounds. A single touch would be deadly, but they still did not attack directly.
"What do we do, Alex?"
Una's lip quivered, and I forced myself to give her a confident smile. "Same as always," I said, in a voice far calmer than I felt. "We do our best to survive." A hound suddenly lunged from my left, and I instinctively brought up my sword, but the creature jumped nimbly away from the swing of the blade and landed on its feet just as another dog-like monster pressed forward from a different direction. They danced and dodged around my weapon almost like monkeys. They stayed out of reach of my blade, and they backed me down the road inch by precious inch, with Una limping along behind me. These fuckers were toying with me. I circled to slash my sword at a hound charging from behind me, but just as I spun, another lunged from my left. They darted in and out with snaps of their jaws, and the smell of their breath was like they'd eaten something shit out by a long dead carcass. Their muscles bulged as though they were substantial and made of flesh and bones. But whenever they moved, dark gray smoke trailed in their wake. It was like my worst nightmares all rolled into the body of a massive pit bull, and shivers ran up my spine as the ground beneath their claws turned black. Everywhere they stepped, a black paw print was left in the dirt, and soon the path around us was covered in a dark circle of claw marks. Una clung to my back, and despite her injured leg, she managed to keep pace with my motions. Her life depended on her ability to move with me, and we both knew it. Luckily, we'd spent enough time practicing and fucking to know each other's subtle body language, so we fell into a dance-like flow as we dodged and jumped away from the snapping jaws of the nightmare hounds.
"We can't keep this up forever,"
Una panted in my ear. "I'm open to suggestions," I grunted as I slashed out at a hound, getting too close for my comfort. The instant I moved my sword, I sensed movement from behind me, and the two of us spun in unison as I met the new threat. The hound growled deep in its throat, and a deadly light shone in its void-like black eyes. But I swallowed down my fear and swung my blade in my most intimidating fashion.
"I don't know how to kill nightmares of any kind,"
Una said in an apologetic tone, as the nightmare hounds circled us once more.
"There's only a legend that the dreamer will banish them from the land."
"How?" I asked with a shake of my head. "My sword doesn't seem to do anything to them."
"Try getting closer to them,"
Una suggested.
"Maybe they just have thick skin."
"They don't seem to be made of flesh at all," I scoffed. But I knew I had to try something. The hounds closed their circle around us tighter, and soon Una and I had no more room to maneuver. We were surrounded and separated from the rest of my followers, but New Haven wasn't very far away. If we could get away from the dog-like monsters, then there was a chance we could get to safety. But I wasn't entirely sure the caves were as safe as I wanted them to be. "When I lunge," I said under my breath, "then you run for the others as fast as you can."
"But I want to stay with you, Alex,"
Una argued, and that juicy bottom lip quivered again. "It's too dangerous," I said with a shake of my head. "I need to lead the nightmare hounds away from the mountains. This is something I have to do, Una, for you and all the land." The catgirl reluctantly nodded, and that was all the signal I needed to know she could do what was needed. So I turned my attention back to the circling nightmare hounds. I took a moment to try and discern the pattern of their movements while I waited for my opening. But then I sensed a motion from behind me, and I knew the moment had come. I swiped my sword backward just enough to make the hound behind me dodge, and then I lunged into the gap the movement created to bury my blade in the beast's side.
"Now!"
I shouted to Una, and the catgirl limped through the gap as swiftly as she was able to. The hound twisted and snapped at the blade protruding from its side, and its teeth bit clean through the metal. I watched in horror as my sword broke in half beneath the force of the creature's jaws, and I held up my broken weapon in front of me as I racked my brain for my next move. The hounds all lunged at me at once, and it was all I could do to throw up my hands to cover my head, as the light around me was snuffed out by their black bodies. This was it. I was going to die in a magical fantasy world full of hybrid people and minions of darkness. This dream would end, and I would return to Earth at last. Had I failed the people of all the land? Before I could process my death further, the smell of burning flesh burst into my nostrils, and heat radiated from my limbs. I peeked my eyes open as the nightmare hounds fell back howling with pain, and there were big smoking holes in their flesh in every spot I'd come into contact with them. What the fuck? I stared down at my hands in shock. I was like Harry Potter against Lord Voldemort or something, and my touch had literally burned them. This changed everything, so I dashed toward the closest nightmare. I knew how to win this fight, and I wouldn't stop until every single hound fell.